Hello, and welcome to another episode of Pastor's Thoughts. I'm Pastor Dustin Beck of the Grace Baptist Church of Butte, Montana, and today I want to share with you 9 reasons to have hope right now. 9 reasons to have hope right now. First of all, it's important that you understand that God deeply loves you. Yes, you. God deeply loves. See, God left all of heaven's glory in Jesus Christ to come to this earth to live a perfect, sinless life, to die on the cross at Calvary for mine and your sins. See, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible says in Psalm 86:5, "For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee." See, Jesus Christ made it possible to just simply call on his name, trust, believe in Jesus Christ, who he is and what he did, and you can have eternal life in heaven with him. And, you know, Luke tells us that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. That's you and me. We were all lost in our sins at one point in time. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ to save you, today is the day of salvation. I pray that you would trust him today, in him alone, not in baptism, not in good works, but in Jesus Christ and the finished work on the cross at Calvary. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." See, God loves you deeply, but God has a purpose for each and every one of us. He has a purpose for you. The prophet Jeremiah recorded in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." You know, there is an expectation, there is an expected end. He wants us to end in his will, knowing where we're going to go when we die. But he wants us to realize that we have purpose. Everything God thinks towards you is good, not evil. He doesn't want anyone to suffer. He doesn't want anyone to go through the bad things of life. Yeah, God allows things to happen in our lives. Things that glorify him, things that draw us closer to him. We may not understand the reason. We may look back 10 years from now and say, "Oh, well, that might have been why it was. That's why God allowed me to go through that. Look at what he did as a result." There's been many of those situations in my life, but he wants us to know that we have a purpose. You know, I think one of the ultimate purposes of God is after we know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we've trusted and believed in what he did for us on the cross, that Jesus is God, that he died for us, that he rose again the third day. He wants us to go share that message with the world. In Mark 16:15, he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." There's a few other places in the Word of God that he says that, and he said that right before he ascended back up into heaven. That was one of the last things he said, if not the last thing he said, before he ascended back into heaven after he had resurrected from the dead. And it's an amazing thing that Jesus, God, would leave all of heaven for you and I. He would die for us, for our sin, a debt that we could never pay because the wages of our sin is death. But thankfully, that gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We're all sinners. We all need what Jesus has, what he's given for. We just have to accept the gift. See, God deeply loves you. God has a wonderful purpose for your life. But God, he answers our prayers. That's number 3. God answers our prayers. Matthew 7:7 says, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be given unto you." Matthew 7:7 says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." God is waiting on you. He's waiting on you to make the next move. He made the first move. He loved you with all of his heart, with all that he is. He died for you to show that love to you. He just wants you to accept it. And, you know, he answers your prayers. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. You know, many times we have not because we ask not. You know, I illustrate this with my children. Many times I know they want something, but they don't tell me. They don't ask for it. They'll make comments about it. I can tell they like it. You know, a lot of people talk about God. I know they, you know, have a heart that's towards God or godliness, but there's a lack of understanding. They've never actually went to him and trusted him personally. Although they love his precepts, that's not enough. We've got to ask. We've got to receive him. After we're saved, we need to go to him in prayer. We need to ask for his blessings on things. We need to ask for his love, his mercy. We need to ask for just the day-to-day needs, our daily bread. You know, we need to ask that God gives us an opportunity to serve him today. There's so many things to go to the Lord in prayer and ask about. One of the great things is to be able to go to him and confess our sins to him. You know, agreeing that our sins are sin and asking his forgiveness for that sin. And the great thing is, if we come with a repentant heart, meaning that we turn from that sin and turn back to God, he will forgive us. And God's forgiveness is the forgive and forget. It's as if we have never sinned. An amazing thing that God will completely erase that sin as if it never happened. You know, with man, we don't tend to do that. But that's the example that we're supposed to follow as a Christian. We are to forgive and forget. Sure, we're not necessarily going to forget what happened, but it means we don't hold it over someone's head. And God, through Jesus, he doesn't hold our sin over our head if we've confessed it to him and sought forgiveness for it. Again, in the 9 things to have hope right now for, know that, 1, God deeply loves you. 2, God has a purpose for you in your life. 3, God answers prayers. He'll answer your prayers if you're saved. He'll answer your prayer towards salvation if you believe and trust him. But 4, God can provide. God will provide in the right circumstance. You know, there's a verse that's been taken so out of context. I love the verse. I love the verse in the context that is written. It says in Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." But you know, the context of that verse is in the context of someone that understands the love of God, the purpose that they have in their life, and they are seeking to further the gospel of Christ. In this Philippian church that the Apostle Paul was speaking to when he shared this promise of God, it was to a church that was helping him, Paul, as a missionary, to reach out into the world, to start churches. What are you doing for the cause of Jesus Christ? Are you furthering the gospel? Are you sharing it with those you come in contact with? Again, Philippians 4:19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." When you serve him, he will supply every need you have. And he'll give you some on top of it even. But it's not a prosperity gospel. We don't do this to get rich. We don't do this to have all of our needs met. We do this because we love Jesus. And because we love Jesus, because we serve him, in return, he's going to meet our needs. He's going to supply every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. An amazing God we serve. 5, God can heal. He can heal you. Psalm 147, verse 3 says this, "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds." See, God works from the inside. He heals the broken heart, and then he works on the outside wounds. You know, God, when he has your heart, when he's healed your heart, when you've been saved, when you start living for him because you love him, he's going to start healing wounds of the past. He's going to start making great changes in your life. And it's amazing to see God work. He will heal if you believe. But God, number six, is still in control. You know, with the craziness of the world around us, our God is in control. Proverbs 19:21 says, "There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand." The counsel of the Lord, it shall stand. It is timeless. You know, people say today that the Bible is not for today. But let me tell you, the counsel of the Lord, it shall stand. It never changes. God never changes. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you believe him? Number seven, our God will fight for you. Exodus 14:14 says, "The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." You know, just trust the Lord. He'll fight your fights. He'll fight your battles. But you got to be willing to trust him. You got to be willing to follow him wherever he says go. Number eight, you have God's grace on you. The grace of God, such an amazing thing. It's one of the reasons we named our church Grace Baptist Church. It is by grace, through the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he saves us. And grace, the giving of something we don't deserve. Wow. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in mine infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." You know, we may have problems in this life. We may have physical problems in this life, but God's grace is sufficient for you. It's sufficient for me. And through those infirmities, that's how God works. In our weakness, he shows his strength. And it's all because of his grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. That's what grace is. It's an amazing thing. Have you experienced the grace of God in your life? Number nine, God is faithful. Even when we're not, God is faithful. God will never fall through on his promises. God will keep every one of them. He loves you. 2 Timothy 2:13 says, "If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful." He cannot deny himself. Again, even if we don't believe, he's still going to be faithful. It's all a matter of faith. Do you trust him? Nine things today that I just wanted to share with you. It's a couple thoughts for reasons to have hope in your life right now. Thank you for taking a moment and listening to me today. I hope it's been a help to you. If I could be a help to you further, reach out to me. I would love to talk with you one-on-one. Again, this is another episode of Pastor's Thoughts. Pastor Dustin Beck here of the Grace Baptist Church in Butte, Montana. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.